This is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung Morales. The last name is Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S. First name is S-A-U-L. Date of visit is December 18, 2024. Next to the paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury March 11, 2024. First up, a patient was in Korea. First up, a patient was under an armored truck. First up, he was jacking up the armored truck underneath the truck. First up, a patient tells me that the jack slipped, and the armored truck fell on top of his head. First up, a patient immediately have injury to the left side of the head. First up, there was a significant injury to the left side of the head. First up, the patient was bleeding. First up, as a matter of fact, the patient tells me that he has intracranial bleeding. First up, patient had surgery, specifically brain surgery in Korea. First up, since then, patient has severe headache every day. First up, patient has right-sided hemiparesis since the injury. First up, patient has aphasia. First up, patient is not able to speak well. First up, patient also have constant headaches. First up, a patient is not able to comprehension with language. First up, a patient feel depressed. First up, patient feel anxious. First up, a patient has significant difficulty with understanding of language and speaking language. First up, next paragraph. First up, a patient also had a seizure the very next day. First up, a patient had a seizure disorder, due to the brain injury. Since returned to the United States, patient also had another brain surgery at Stanford University. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, a patient currently is not working. First up, a patient is not able to work given his right hemiparesis and aphasia and constant headaches. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a truck fell on his head, causing intracranial bleeding and brain injury, on the left side of the brain. Which is causing right hemiparesis and aphasia symptoms. Patient also significant chronic headache, These are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. The next patient, last name is Donley. First name is Jensen. Date of visit is December 18, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2023. Patient was on board at the USS Roseville. Patient was working in supply work. Carrying some equipment. Patient was climbing up the ladder well. Patient hit the cross beam. There was a large metal cross beam that hurt his front of the head. Patient tells me that the front of the head hit the cross beam. Patient immediately fell down the stairwell. Patient sat at the bottom of the stairwell. Patient has confusion, disorientation, severe head pain. Patient denies any loss of consciousness. Patient, however, had nausea. Patient was spacing out. Patient was very confused and had a severe headache for the next several days. Patient see medical doctor on board. Patient was diagnosed with concussion. Next patient, since the event, patient has recurring pulsating headaches. Patient has almost everyday headaches. Patient has nausea. He's got poor memory. Specifically short-term memory is very poor. Patient has brain fog. Patient also have vomiting. Patient have confusion and disorientation. Next paragraph, patient used to work for the Navy, for the Air Force in the supply work. However, patient has significant symptoms affecting him to his work. Specifically his memory problem. constant headache causing his causing significant difficulty of focus. First up, the brain fog also affecting him to focus and work. Patients are currently planning to go back to school. First up, next part of this marks a denotation.